my gosh, it's gonna make me cry. That's like, I dreamed that song. I don't know if you guys know, the creative process is very interesting. That particular song, I had a dream about, I was wearing a white sweater and the blueberries and, you know. Oh my gosh. Okay, so today's Father's Day. I thought we would kick the day off with a dad joke. Why did the yogi refuse anesthesia when he went to get his tooth fixed? No, he refused anesthesia because he wanted to transcend dental medication. And, you know, I asked my dad one day what he was reading, and he said he's reading a book on anti-gravity. I thought, well, that's interesting. How is it so far? And he goes, I can't seem to put it down. So I thought, what I'm going to ask you guys. What are the qualities that you think a good father should have? A good father has what kind of qualities? Just shout out whatever you think. Listening, a good listener. Nobility. Compassion. Integrity. Good to the mother. Anybody else? Sense of humor. That's good. Lots of money. Be demonstrative. Very good. Those are all good qualities of a good dad. And notice we didn't say, you know, he watches the football game on Sunday, or he's good at grilling, you know, things like that. These are all great qualities that we mentioned, being protective, supportive, wise, patient, encouraging, reliable. And somebody that really believes in us. Those are not only qualities of a great dad, but they're qualities of the divine masculine. And they're qualities that we can count on. Joseph Campbell, you know, he's a very famous author, mythologist. He wrote that the father archetype appears across cultures, not only talking about our human fathers, but talking about humanity's longing to know, is there an intelligence behind all this? Is there something holding me, something guiding me? And mystics from everywhere, from throughout time and culture, say yes. Yes, and it is closer than we ever thought. The divine masculine is not about the masculine as personality. You know, it's not a macho man, right? It's not about the stereotypes of male energy. It's more about the eternal qualities, the divine qualities. And that part of consciousness that holds us as steady through all the changes in life, something we can rely on. I think when we're little kids, if we have a problem, we go to dad or mom. We go to the divine parents. We pray to God when we need something. We rely on God in that way, and we rely on our parents when we're growing up in that way. And it's interesting because we have the relationships we have always so that we can explore our relationship with the divine. Whether we want to call them karmic relationships or soul contracts or, you know, just lessons to learn throughout life, the mom we have and the dad we have, and we all have that in common, whether we have children or not. We all have a parent. We came from somewhere, right? From some people. And we need to understand that when we talk about God as the Father, we're talking about it as a metaphor, not literally. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, I am the father of this universe and the mother and the sustainer. God can't be just limited to a gender. God is more than that. It's the universal. It's everyone and everything. And God has no gender. The divine contains all qualities, qualities of the masculine and qualities of the feminine. It's very vast, and there are no lines between us. Another song we wrote. So in Hinduism, there's also Shiva and Shakti. You can't have one without the other, because Shiva is stillness. Shiva is awareness. Shiva is the observer, the stability, the presence. But then Shakti is creativity, movement, expression, manifestation. So Shiva represents for the male energy, and Shakti represents the female energy. But if you have just one without the other, you know, if you have just Shiva, you have stillness and nothing happens. If you have just Shakti without Shiva, you have too much happening. You have chaos with no control, with no order to things. So we really need both. Together, Shiva and Shakti is the dance of life. It's how everything happens and creates in the universe. And that's how we're made up, too. We're made up of Shiva and of Shakti. We are here to meditate, to love, to create, to sing, to build, and to heal. There's a figure in Hinduism called Ardhanishrava. And it's you know how they have those statues of the various gods in India? So this statue is actually half Shiva and half Parvati. And Parvati was Shiva's wife, who represents the Shakti. So it's half male, half female. And that is a representation of us. Like, just because I'm expressing as the gender of female doesn't mean I don't have masculine qualities. And just because any of the men sitting here look like a guy and they can grow beards and stuff, good on you, right? You have that power. It doesn't mean you don't have the feminine nurturing energy within you. All of us do. So it's funny when people say, you know, they get married, this is my better half. It's almost like it's a complementary thing. Because it's not just a man marrying a woman. It's your Shiva and Shakti energy marrying another's Shiva and Shakti energy coming together to create. You're not whole without that person. You're whole in and of yourself. Shiva and Shakti within you. But the experience of another relationship challenges you and helps you to learn and grow and become a better person. Kabbalah also looks at this concept in the tree of life. There's three pillars. There's the masculine pillar that represents expansion, giving, kind of the, you know, the outward flow, and wisdom. And then there's the female pillar that represents the receiving energy and the forming, nurturing, understanding energy. So we could bounce back between these two, but there's this middle pillar in Kabbalah, which is very interesting because it's the balance. It's the union of these two things, the magic, which is harmony and integration of the two things. So we have the two extremes, but together they become guided action. And it's really beautiful. We get results. We have success. We have compassion and we have courage. We have vision and we have action. We have love and we have boundaries. So all of that is important. In the Bible, there's this story of the prodigal son, but you know, there's a father in that story too. And the father doesn't shame his son, doesn't chase his son, doesn't discipline his son, doesn't try to control him. The father leaves the door open for the son, leaves the door open. He has an accepting heart. When the son comes home, even after he's been gone, like with no explanation for however long, he doesn't know where he is or where he's been, he welcomes him back without judgment. The divine masculine qualities of presence and protection and patience are all represented in this one father in this story. The dad doesn't say, "Hey, where the heck have you been?" No, the dad says, "Welcome home, son." In Hinduism, again, in Sanatan Dharma, that's the name. Hinduism isn't really, you know, it's named after a river, basically, the people of Hindu. But the real name of the religion is Sanatan Dharma. And what they have to say about parenthood and particularly fatherhood is that it's a reciprocal relationship. It's not just the dad who gives and gives and gives and forgives and gives some more and protects and everything. When you're born to a father, when you're born in a family, you have an obligation to that family. You have a duty. You're born there for a reason. And it's to honor the lineage and to help heal the lineage. And so it says it goes back not just to your father and your grandfather, but also to your great-grandfather. It goes back that far, where you need to represent. Because the actions that you take in this life not only help to heal you, not only help you to learn and grow and become a better person, but it helps your whole lineage. It helps the karma of the whole lineage. And I think also it's passed down because we're in the lineage, you know, of the generations that come after us as well. So dads and moms give us the gift of life. They feed us. They take care of us. But then there's a time when we got to take care of them. And that's, it's not just our duty. It's our privilege. How lucky we are to have had those parents, to have those parents in our life. And the lessons that they brought, and the lineage that they brought, and the beauty and joy that they brought, and all that they sacrificed for us all the time. You know, if any of you guys have kids, even if you have fur pets, you know, it's hard work. It's a lot of hard work. The getting up in the middle of the night and feeding kids and everything and taking care of them when they're sick. It's a lot. So this is the least we could do. So we're the children of both Shiva and Shakti. And we don't have to choose one or the other. We can integrate the two and become all those good divine qualities. So when on Father's Day I titled this talk, "Who's Your Daddy?" Who's your daddy? Who do you think is your daddy? Baseball. No. God, the universe, certainly. but also you. You are your own parent too. Carl Jung talked about this, how we have in psychology, there's the id, the ego, and the superego. Well, the ego is kind of us, our personality, who we are, who keeps us on track, who takes care of business, our persona. That's the ego. The id, that's our inner child. That's our, like, I want to go crazy. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, I want to, you know, the person who, like, makes mistakes and messes up. But then there's the superego, and that's the parenting part of our brain, which knows the difference between right and wrong and guides us to the right direction, guides us in such a way like a parent would. We can be our own parent. Who's your daddy? You. You're your daddy. So take care of yourself, and happy Father's Day. There's a story where a little boy asked God one time, is it true that to you, a million years is like a minute? And God said, yep, it's true. And the kid said, and does that mean $1 million is like a penny? And God said, oh, yes, absolutely. The kid says, well, can I have a penny? And God said, yes, just a minute. Okay, so let's end with a prayer here. Did I do all this? Wow, this is like, I got through that really fast. Okay. I'm always worried about running out of time. Okay. Take a deep breath and go within. Think of the divine within you. We're praying to God in the universe, but we're feeling it within that resonates in our own being as the divine. Tell me what I need to know. Show me where I need to go. Give me the seeds I need to sow. And thank you for this chance to grow. And so it is. Om Tat Sat. Amen. Happy Father's Day. And happy summer solstice.